Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we'll feature some great songs written by the wonderful writing team of Brian Holland, Lamont Doggia, and Eddie Holland. This half hour, we'll hear from Kim Weston, Marvin Gaye, Martha the Vandellas, The Supremes, The Four Tops, The Marvelettes, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, and The Isley Brothers. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature some great songs written by Holland, Doggia, and Holland.
Tom Fallon.
I'm not afraid.
with Tom Fallon.
Martha Vandellas, a great song, Quicksand. Before that, Marvin Gaye with Can I Get a Witness? And we started with Kim Weston, Take Me in Your Arms and Rock Me a Little While. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all songs written by that great writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland. Well, this great songwriting and production team is made up of Lamont Dozier and brothers Brian Holland and Eddie Holland Jr. They're considered to be one of the greatest songwriting teams in popular music, and the trio wrote, arranged, and produced many songs that really helped define the Motown sound in the 1960s. The trio came together at Motown in the early 1960s. Eddie Holland had been working with Motown founder Berry Gordy prior to that label being formed. His 1958 single called You was one of Berry Gordy's earliest productions. Later, Eddie Holland did have a modest career at Motown, and we'll hear one of his top 40 songs. Well, Eddie's brother Brian Holland was a Motown staff songwriter who also tasted success in 1961, being a co-composer of the Marvelettes' number one song, Please Mr. Postman. Well, Lamont Dozier had been a recording artist for several labels in the late 1950s and early 1960s, including the Anna label, which was owned by Berry Gordy's sister. Well, here is a great number one song from the Supremes, written by Holland, Doja, and Holland, Back in My Arms Again, right here on Motown.
Yeah.
all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yeah.
Marvelettes with Locking Up My Heart. Before that, we heard from the Four Tops, It's the Same Old Song, and we started with the Supremes' number one, Back in My Arms Again. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring some great songs written by the production and writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland. Well, during their tenure at Motown from 1962 to 1967, Doja and Brian Holland were the composers and producers for each song, and Eddie Holland wrote the lyrics and arranged the vocals. When the trio left Motown, they continued to work as a production team, with Eddie Holland being added to the producer credits and as a songwriting team until 1974. The trio was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1988, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. Well, while at Motown, the three eventually teamed to create material for both themselves and other artists, but they soon found that they preferred being writing producers for performing artists at the Motown record label. Well, Eddie Holland suffered from stage fright, and he did retire from performing in 1964. Well, the trio would write and produce scores of songs for Motown artists, some great songs that we'll continue to hear this hour. They had a total of 25 number one singles, and their most celebrated productions were singles for the Four Tops and the Supremes. They incredibly wrote 10 of the Supremes' 12 United States number one singles. Well, here is a song written for Junior Walker and the All-Stars, I'm a Roadrunner, right here on Motown.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
You know something.
just hoping he shows.
Half hour, we featured nine Motown artists with some great songs written by that wonderful team of Brian Holland, Lamont Doja, and Eddie Holland. Well, coming up during the next half hour, we'll feature some more great Holland, Doja, and Holland tunes. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.